In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael and All Angels Day, which is commemorated tomorrow, but we observe today, reminds us of the truth. Whether people believe it or not, that there are angels all around us. It's true. There are good angels. There are bad angels. There's Michael, the powerful angelic commander of the chief of the heavenly army, a faithful, powerful, strong, holy angel. And he fights for God's people. But there is also a most powerful and wicked, evil angel, Satan, the devil, and he fights against God's people. It is this angel, Satan, that you must be careful of according to Revelation. Because do you know what you are part of? You are in a spiritual conflict, a cosmic battle, a war. And make no mistake about it, you don't get to vote whether you want to participate in this battle. There has been a war declared on you by the most powerful evil angel, Satan. And his purpose? Satan and his evil angels are out to dislodge you from Christ. If you are in a battle, and it's true you are, how important it is then for you to know not only the goal of the enemy, the goal of dislodging you from Jesus, but also how important to know his tactic. In the military, for any battle plans to have success, it's key not only to know the goal of the enemy, but to know how he operates, the tactic that he uses. What do you need to know about your enemy's tactic? What is it? Do you realize it is all in his name? Satan. Satan means accuser. That's what the name means. That's his tactic against you. He accuses. He loves to accuse you in order to dislodge you from Jesus. That's how he operates. That's his tactic. He accuses. I mean, merely consider what Satan loves to do. In the Old Testament, right before God in heaven, he loves to accuse the saints of the Old Testament right in front of God's face. You see, from the time that Satan originally rebelled against the Lord to the time of Christ, the devil had access to heaven. Satan could take up his old seat at the council of angels, at their council meetings, and then he would bring up all kinds of accusations against God's saints. Oh, he'd say things like, "Oh, I see your people have committed some pretty serious sins against you. You need to do something about it. Judge them. You're a holy God. Wipe them out." Even in the book of Job, Satan brought accusation against the faithful servant Job. You see, throughout the Old Testament, Satan could take up his seat in heaven, and then he'd lash out accusation after accusation against God's people. Watch out. He is the accuser. That is his tactic. He loves to accuse you so he can dislodge you from Jesus. Do you know how he does it? First, he tempts you to sin. And then, if you are feeling a bit overconfident, the devil will whisper into your ears, "Oh, what you did isn't so bad. Hey, everyone else is doing it. God doesn't really mind. Do what makes you feel good. He wants you to be happy, doesn't he? You don't have to repent." Here, the devil gets you to make excuses and to be filled with pride instead of repentance. He accuses you so he can dislodge you from Jesus. Do you know the other way he operates? After he tempts you to sin, and you're feeling low, you're feeling sorry for yourself, he will whisper into your ears, "You did what? You can't expect God to be merciful to you again. He must be tired of you by now. There's no point in going back to him again, is there?" Here the devil gets you to be filled with despair so that you will not repent. He accuses, that's his tactic, so he can dislodge you from Christ. That's his goal. This is his tactic and his goal. That's how he operates. And don't you know this to be true, even from personal experience? How have you done in the spiritual war that you are in? When you failed and you messed up in the last week or so, where did you make excuses when you should have simply repented? Where did you despair and feel self-pity and sorry for yourself and refuse to let go of it instead of running to the cross and giving Jesus your sins and your burdens? In the last little while, where did you let pride or despair have its way with you? Where did you let the evil foe, the accuser and his tactic of accusation, have success in dislodging you from Jesus? Repent. You, me, stop and look to where the devil does not want you to look, squarely to Christ. Do you realize how much hope you actually have? When Jesus took on human flesh, when he did his public ministry, when he died on the cross, when he rose again, when he ascended into heaven, do you know what difference that made to your enemy, the devil, and his tactic of accusing you? It made a huge difference. John, in the book of Revelation, hears a voice in heaven saying this: "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God." When Jesus died on the cross, do you know what he did with the devil's accusations? Jesus took the accusations on himself. All of them. The world's, yours, mine. For you, Jesus took every sin, every shortcoming, every failure of yours, and the accusations that come along with it, and he had them all be nailed to him. Therefore, when you fail and have failed, especially in the last little while, and you know it, make no excuse. Despair not. Simply repent and bring it to Jesus. He forgives you. He dies for you. He rises again for you. You are free. He loves you. Do you know what a big difference Jesus dying and rising again made in regard to Satan and his accusations? It made such a huge difference that when Jesus ascended into heaven, check out what happened. Michael, that powerful angel, and his angels threw the devil out of heaven and threw out his evil angels. The devil lost his seat at the council of angels in heaven because Jesus, and here is why, Jesus in his ascension sits at the right hand of God the Father, and he took all the accusations on himself at the cross. And now there is no room for Satan, and there's no room for his accusations anymore in heaven against you. The devil cannot appear before God like he did in the Old Testament and accuse you of anything because Jesus took it. Since the ascension of Jesus, Saint Michael and his angels threw the devil out of heaven. This is your hope. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have this great hope. However, we still need to be careful and vigilant. The battle still continues in our earthly pilgrimage. John in Revelation hears the voice saying, "But woe to you, O earth, for the devil has come to you in great wrath, because he knows his time is short." Devil knows that he is lost. He's angry. In his anger, he still wants to dislodge you from Jesus. That's all he cares about. Although he can't accuse us before God in heaven anymore, he will bring accusations to your face. Be vigilant, but don't despair. In the battle, Christ won the battle for you. And Jesus, who's defeated Satan at the cross, has given you these powerful weapons to withstand the devil's accusations. You have weapons. Revelation says today, they, that's Christians, have conquered him. That's the devil. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The blood and the word. You have weapons. You have the blood of Jesus as your weapon. When the devil accuses you of failing, simply acknowledge it and then repent and cling to the blood of Jesus. In the supper, by eating and drinking the body and blood of Jesus, you overcome Satan in his accusations. It's your weapon. It's by his blood. You also have the weapon of the word. When the evil foe points out to your conscience how you failed, when he says, "You appear to have it so together, but what would everyone think if they knew the truth about you?" You simply acknowledge and then repent and cling to the word of Jesus. That's your weapon. In the word, Christ covers you with his righteousness, his forgiveness. And Satan's accusations don't stand. It's your weapon. Stay in the word. Stay in the supper. Use his weapons. Stay vigilant in the battle. Yes, you're in the battle, but you're not alone. You get to look to where the angels do. Saint Michael and the other angels, they look to the Lord Jesus. In Jesus and in him alone, you need not fear the evil foe. Jesus took the accusations for you. You have his weapons in his blood and in his word. You have all that you need. You really do. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now